We mentioned last time that we met. Yeah. We mentioned last time that we met, we were discussing the sugya of Zeruah B'Sheila, right? The idea of the korban that was going to be brought by the Kohen Gadol, where the leg was cooked with the animal, and the leg was cooked with the animal, so even though the leg was going to be given to the Kohen, they were still cooked together. So the Gemara learns out from there that 1/60th is okay, right? That was the last cheshvan, and how we came up with 1/60th. That was the last year. So the Gemara there makes a comment and says, why don't we learn out from here that the min v'mina was batal? Why don't we learn out from here? It's just batal, that when it's smaller than the other, then ain't no sin tam of gam. There's no problem of tam. So the Gemara responds by saying, no, chidishu, ve'in lamdun me'a chidish, or something like that. The Gemara responds by saying, no, that whole idea of Zeruah B'Sheila is a chidish. It's a new idea. And therefore we can't really, that whole sugya is an exception to the rule. That we'll learn at 1/60th, and we discussed last time, that 1/60th really is not really learned out directly from the Torah. It's actually a kind of smachta, it's a hint in the Torah, right? But we have this halacha, and you can't really use this halacha for other things. So the Rishonim, their comment, what is this chiddush that we're talking about? What are we talking about? What is the exception about this that's wrong? So the Gemara responds by saying that it's the idea that you can't go ahead and nullify l'charchila. I mean, there you are doing it. I mean, there the Torah says that you have this leg that's going to be prohibited for a Jew to eat, and you have the rest of the animal that's going to be a mitzvah for the Jew to eat, and the Torah is telling us to cook them together. The Torah says, yeah, there you cook them together, right? But generally, and that's a chiddush, that you could cook them together, but generally speaking, you're not allowed to go ahead and purposely go and be mabatel things. That's what that Gemara seems to be saying. So if we go to the Beis Yosef, for me on page Rishon and Test, for you, I have no idea. In Simon Tzadi Test, the way before you, way in this direction. Mm-hmm. It looks like there's an extra one over there. Sheldon's not coming today. So. Yud Aleph, no. Go one more, or two what, more.
What's
Sifhei?
Sifhei?
Yeah, so two more.
Okay.
There, Test Vav. Yes. Go about 2 feet eastward. Is that east?
No.
But yeah, that's that.
That's it.
Right, so Tesvav in the beginning of the book. There you are.
Oh, you are very good.
All right. So Tesvav, before on the Beis Yosef, meaning the inside person, right before it gets really wide, it has about 3 lines. It says Vahada Ein Mevatel Nisr L'Charchila. Right? See that little line there? Vahada Ein. No, the other side of the page. Over here. No, you don't look like you're on the right.
Tesvav.
No, you are.
This is Tesvav.
Oh, okay.
On page Tesvav, about a couple lines before it gets wide. Over there.
Before it gets really wide.
That's our menu.
It's middle wide here.
Right.
Okay, so.
Got it. Refer to them as the skinny lines, the fat lines, and the really, really fat lines. That's okay. Sort of offensive to some people. So Vahad the aim of that, so he, you know, but Bachram, it's okay. So Vahad the aim of that, and Isla Chachila. So that which we say, aim of that, and Isla Chachila, you can't go ahead and do this. Kosova Rambe Perkira Nasha, Gavi Zroa Bishela, Min Ail, by the Zroa Bishela Min Ail, that when you go ahead and you cook the leg of the Ail, Shudasa Toso Sheinu El Midurban. The Toso is their comments that yes, we have this din of Ein Mevatlin Isla Chachila, but yet it's only a din Durbanan. Meaning, yes, the whole Sugya is really all at, functioning at a level of Durbanan. This idea is only Durbanan. Vamidoraisa Sharu. But really, if one goes ahead and in theory, according to the Torah, one could go ahead and do this. Aval ha'raivit kasa midoraisahu. The raivit, however, comments that it's actually an isidoraisa. Right? That's a biblical, to go ahead and take, I don't know, a piece of nevela, a tiny piece of nevela, and purposely throw it into your meatballs, and you know it's going to be batel, right? So is that, so you're not allowed to do that, right? So is that an issur derabanan, or is that an issur d'oraisa? So 95% of Rishonim say it's an issur derabanan, right? And technically, it's, if it's batel, it's batel. Yeah. While the Ravid comes along and says that's actually a din d'oraisa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So the how should we do this here? I want to go back here. Let's right, hold your spot here. I should bring in the stickies for everybody.
Well, how about these groups?
Yeah, hold your spot here.
Anybody?
And
I want a piece of it. You're fine. Come prepare. Or something.
So hold your spot here and head to the Shulchan Aruch in the back. We said Tzadi Tesif Hei in the back. Right? Tzadi Tesif Hei. No, you're in Kaf Hei. We're there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not quite.
So this is Tzadi Tess and Sifhei.
It's Chaf Talat.
There you go. Oh, Chaf Talat, early.
Oh, so.
Chaf Hayim, there you go.
It was. Not there yet.
Okay, so Sifhei, right? You got that? Mm-hmm. So Sifhei also begins with the words, Ein Mevatla Nisla Tachil. You're not allowed to go ahead and do this, mm-hmm. right? Vafilu Nafila So Heter, even if something prohibited falls into something Heter, She'ein Bo Shir Levatlo, right? Even, not just the case that I described where you take a Nevela meatball and throw it into the kosher meatballs. Right, but even if you if something fell in already, meaning you had 40 kosher meatballs sitting there, one treif meatball falls into it. Right, so right in ways,
but this is really different than that because you'd be almost throwing the meatball.
No. So here, what's his example here? Right, v'afilu nafal l'toch heter, even if it fell in by accident, she'ein bo shir levatlo, but there's not enough to be levatel the treif meatball.
Okay. So if that is, you're saying is that that is, then...
We have to wait and get to the next sentence.
Ein mosifin alav heter kedei levatel. You're not allowed to add in more kosher things in order to be mevatel. Right? So both. Either to take the meat one and purposely be mevatel it, or even once it's there, right, to take things and throw things in there, so that would be a problem. Okay, so now what happens if you did is the next sugya. So hold off on that. So the Pisgei Tshuva here, if you look towards the bottom here, the Pisgei Tshuva... Right, Sif Gimel. Pisgei Tshuva Gimel. Should be someplace.
I have Sif Sekon, Tur Zahav.
Yeah, I
know. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's all kinds of. All kinds of. It's like
that's
everything but.
The guy's on the side.
Where, yeah, is he on the side? Pisgei Tshuva. I have a Pisgei Tshuva on.
Right,
Kaf Talit.
Let me start. Hey, Im Vatlan Issur
Chav Chila. Yes,
so go to the page. I'm page. Okay,
wait,
Talit.
I got the
Pisgei Tshuva
here.
Page Kaf Talit, yeah.
Yeah.
It should be a Sif Gimel. Begins with the words, Im Vatlan Issur. I got it, Jack. You good? So, says the Pisgei Tshuva, Ayin Shach, right, that's the Ayin, right? Shekasa B'Shem Poskim, Shehu Midrabanan. Right, who writes the name of any post, and there's only a dinder abanan, right? That's what we quoted, right? The Shach says, right, against the Ravid, and he does, if you look in the Shach, he does say it. And against, and he quotes the Ravid as saying that's an issur d'oraisa, but really, even the Ravid would say it's okay. Okay, fine, not okay, but you can assume it's dinder abanan. Okay. So, va'ayin b'tshuvas nun vav beiz, that's the Noda Behuda, my Alter Zedi. Tinyana, Chilek Yoredeya, Simon Memhei, right? He wrote two editions of his tshuvos. Right, not two editions, but two volumes, right? He printed everything together and printed it, and that's what came out to be known as Madurei Kama. And then he printed another whole set, which became known as Madurei Tinyana. So that, the second printing. So, Chet Yerdei Asimus, Hei Shekasov, the Dafka Levatel Hatam Shel Isser Hu Midurabanan. Aval Mamashos, Ha Isser Yavish B'Yavish B'Rov Hu Midoraisa. He says that what is the case that is a derabanan case? The case of derabanan is if I have a chicken soup, right, and I take milk and pour it in. So what do I have in that situation? Right, in that situation I have I have, I have. There's a little bit of tam, but the tam is going to be mevatel. But if I if I purposely take something that's yavesh, if I take a meatball, something that's dry, and I throw that in, so I'm really doing two things. First of all, I have to be mevatel the tam, and second of all, I have this meatball that's sitting in it that I'm going to end up eating. Right? That's not going to be mevatel. So how can I possibly say that that would be that that's actually mevatel? That the Torah would declare that batel when I have a solid piece of treif sitting in that pot. So that's the chiddush of the No Debi Yehuda. It might not even be as chiddush. But that is what he says. He says skip the
but didn't we always already say that? Oh, I guess okay. But the rabbis decided 160. But that if it's solid, that you only needed a majority.
Right. Well, that's what right. But that's what his case is here. Right, saying barov in theory would be mevatel barov. Right, that's what he has to know. In theory, would be mevatel barov. But for me to look at that, I got two meatballs. Let me throw in a tray for one. Right, and it's going to be batel. It'll be batel. So the answer is no. The answer is that is usher on a level of doraisa, says in the Bihuda. Whether everybody agrees to him or not, it's unclear. Not so many practical ramifications. But before everybody goes creating, everybody says, well, the Torah really, the Torah doesn't allow everything. Right? And then he adds about balach, balach, levatel v'shishim, mash v'shad, mutter b'doraisa. When it's liquid, so that would be mutter on a level of doraisa. There's an interesting proof in the Encyclopedia of Buddhas here. So in Chelek Aleph, while it was still under the original editorship of Zevin, so Chelek Aleph, so it has the heading Ein. Are you familiar with this book?
Encyclopedia of Talmudis. Yeah.
So this is a project that's been going on for 30, 40 years or so. It goes to it's the idea is to go through the entire Shas and codify each topic, so topic by topic, and tell you everything there is to know about that topic. So plus, things are spread out, etc. Fine, and not just from the Gemara, but straight through Achronim. Ooh. So in one per Aleph, so it's coming out volume by volume. It's out up to about Lamed by now. Uh-huh. So there is a heading for Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechachila. So there it quotes this Mem of Yehuda, and then also quotes a Chassam Sofer that has an interesting proof for that, for the idea of the No Debi Yehuda. Because what is it that we're supposed to do with Nevela, right? Let's say you have Nevela, so what do you do with Nevela? So there's actually a specific, you're doing Pesachim, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Right, the second paragraph of Pesachim?
Oh, I think we're there.
You did that 4 years ago?
No.
The second parak of Pesachim, so it discusses what's Asr B'Hanah and what's Asr B'Achila, right? And it mentions there the idea of when you have a Nevela, L'Kelev Tashlichu Noso, right? You should throw it to the dogs. Mm-hmm. So it says the Chassam Sofer, and there's things that we learn out from it. So the Chassam Sofer there says, well, I got a better idea. If the Torah would say that I can theory eat Nevela, so why don't I just take it and throw it in my meatballs, right? Wouldn't that be a much more productive thing to do with my Nevela meatball than to throw it to the dogs or to give it to non-Jew or something like that? So Sam Sofer says, aha, you see from here that the No Debi Yehuda is right. I believe they're related somehow. I forgot. I think that they're somehow related. They're the same generation. So you see that the No Debi Yehuda was right. That must be that to actually take something solid and throw that in, and that's the way it's going to be mevatel. There's no way that the Torah could have permitted that. So, okay, fine. So that's number one. So you're not allowed to do it. That's not, whether it's an Issa D'Rabban or whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So one day, we'll know whether you get makos. I'm not sure if there would be a punishment for it, but okay. The bigger question is, well, what happens if you went ahead and did it? That's the bigger shaila, and that's perhaps is more relevant. So let's go back to the,
what would be the basis in, if you're saying it's D'Oraisa, what pasuk does it come from? I mean, what, when you say something D'Oraisa, it must be based on something that's written.
Right, so D'Oraisa doesn't necessarily mean that it's a mitzvah. The Chassam Sofer, that Chassam Sofer might be supporting, giving you a scriptural basis for it. Right, that might fit. So let's see. Right, to do it, it would be an issur Torah. Shelo matzino heter bitul charchila el kmo bezura b'shel. But the only thing that we see that you can do this by is by zura b'shel. Shazura atzva nisheres b'isura v'atam bilvad nivla. That in that case, the zroa stays away. I mean, the idea that it's permissible in the first place to do is the chiddush. Meaning,
so since the chiddush, you learn the opposite that it can't normally.
He's saying the assumption is that I shouldn't be able to do this, right? But those people that don't go, if you go home and ask your wives and say, "Tell me, what do you think about throwing a tray of meatball into the kosher meatballs?" Right? So they'll throw you out of the house. Right? There's no way that
talk to you again.
Right? There's no way that that's okay. Right? So the Torah says, well, then you can say, well, you know, there is this case, the Torah itself says to do that. Because the Torah itself has this idea, that has this leg that's supposed to go to the Kohen, and you're not allowed to eat if you're a Jew, and yet it says you could kick them together. So how do you explain that? Right? So the Rebbetzin will say back to you, no, what are you kidding? In that case, you're going to take the leg out. The only thing that's being mevatel in that case is the tam. Taste falls in. I'm willing to accept the idea that if some milk falls into the soup, then it's going to be batel. I'm willing to accept that. But to tell me that you're going to throw a piece of non-kosher meat and I'm going to go ahead and eat the non-kosher meat, so I have trouble believing that. So I think that's what he says here. So Atzmin Sheres Bisur, it's only the taste that the Yisrael is actually eating, but the food itself, the chiv is to remove it. So why is the chiv to remove it? The chiv to remove it is because right, when I say din d'oraisa, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a low tax, a lav that you're going to get machlus for it. It just means that it's not permitted in the Torah. Okay, so
what happens if it?
So if you go back to where we were, back to the Beis Yosef, so the next section of the Beis Yosef. Right, so he quotes from the Tur that if you go ahead and do this, it's not mevatel. Right, that's in the little Dibra Maskel here where it says Mashkas Rabbeinu Mechavim Laharbos Afilu Hu Min B'Mino, that if you had in mind to add in, right, even if it's Min B'Mino, V'Heter Rabba Al-Isser, there's much more Heter than Isser, Eino Batel Kevan Shariba B'Mezid, right, it's not Batel because you did that B'Mezid. So now to say that's a problem, D'Oraisa, right, that probably isn't true. Meaning, yes, it's an issue to erase it to do it, but once it's done, it's done, right? I look at this food, now tell me objectively, are you allowed to eat it or not? So, if it's the rules of Batel, you should be able to eat it. So, King Kasav Arash b'Torah Sabayis, v'hevi raya midigar sinan b'perek ha'nizkin, right? And he brings a proof from the Gemara in Perek ha'nizkin, in Gittin. Rami the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, b'drabanan, Kolomar mishum dela el mina arminan gabi hamavashel b'shabbos, because based on something that was written earlier, that if you cook on Shabbos, let's say somebody cooked on Shabbos, kikanis Rabbi Yehuda shogeg atumezid bida oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda imposes a knas, right, and says you can't eat it. And even if you cooked b'shogeg, you're not allowed to cook it as a gezeira shogeg atumezid. Right? So if I wake up on Sunday morning, on Shabbos morning, and I think it's Sunday morning, this must have happened to me like every other month when I was like in second grade. Like, wake up early Shabbos morning, go turn on the TV, because I thought it was Sunday morning. Right? So you go down and you're half asleep and you put the fire, the water on the fire in order to make coffee. Right? And oh my gosh, it's Shabbos. But meanwhile, I have the pot steaming, the screaming, the pot. Right? So am I allowed to use, so I did it already, it's over. So am I allowed to use that water in order to make my coffee Shabbos morning? Right, that's the question.
Let's say it wasn't coffee, but you cook something. So you could eat it right after Shabbos, though? You don't have to...
The only time they did
a kanas is when you, for the non-Jew. Not, so you wouldn't...
That you say you remember from
a Mishnah Berurah, and that was Mishnah Berurah. This, because the only time you have to, they don't want you to ask a non-Jew to do it. But if you do it b'shogeg, you're right after Shabbos.
Right. But that's still a knas. That means you can't eat it that day.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the case. Let me now. Mina gabi mvashel b'shavos ki kanis Rabbi Yehuda shogeg atu mezin b'doraisa. Right. So by dinei doraisa, he put a knas shogeg atu mezin. Right, that if you go ahead and do a b'mezin, we're not going to let you eat it. And even if you did a b'shogeg, we're not going to let you eat it. Aval b'drabanan lo kanis. Right? But b'drabanan, if you only violated an issur d'rabanan, so then there's no knas. Meaning, I'm not allowed to go ahead and violate d'rabanan on purpose. But if I, by accident, and benefit from, but if I accidentally violated then d'rabanan, right, so then I would be allowed to do it. Right, so if instead of me,
do it, meaning benefit from it.
Benefit from it. Right, so if I would, so if instead of, if the case wasn't that I took a pot of cold water and put it on the fire, but instead I don't know what example it would be. I something derabanan. Only something that would be an issur derabanan.
Maybe with the sun indirectly or something.
Well, that might be
what?
Right.
Very good.
Bishul b'chama, right? Something like that. I did hatmana with something on Shabbos. Okay, whatever it is. So lo kanis. So there's no knas in that case. Okay. Ramit mididay lididay. The sanya naflu v'nispatsu echad shogeg v'echad mezid. Lo yalu, as the Brisa says there, that if it fell and I broke it, whether I did it b'shogeg or whether I did it b'mezid, lo yalu divrei meir. What is this talking about? So this is a Gemara in Gittin that's quoting from a Mishnah in Truma. What's it talking about? So there's a Mishnah in Truma that talks about the nuts. If a nut, you have a Truma nut that falls into a bunch of other nuts. Right? A Truma nut falls into a bunch of other nuts. So, a lot of other nuts. So Truma is actually Batel, but Truma has different rules of Bittel. Truma has to be Batel 1 b'meya, or 1 b'matayim, I think. 1 in 200. That's the rule that Truma has to, that we have a higher standard for Truma. However, all that, again, is only Din Derabanan. In theory, it could be Batel Berov, right? In theory, that nut falls into two other nuts, so I can't tell the difference. So they're all Batel. Right? So that's the theory. But Derabanan, we said it has to be Mevatel 1 in 200. Okay, so now something falls in, and the problem is if it's a full nut, so even though in theory it should be batel, if you have a full nut with the shell, that's what we call a beria. It's whole, and therefore it's not batel. Yeah. So let's say I know I have this nut in there. I go around crushing all of them. I crush all of them. So now I have 1 in 200 truma nuts, and now they're all crushed. Meaning originally I wouldn't be able to eat it because it's not batel, because it's full and complete. Right? But now I crushed them all. So now it's going to be, in theory, batel. So is that okay? So there it says, Echad shogeg ve'echad mezid lo yalu divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omer b'shogeg yalu b'mezid lo yalu. Right? And there it says, but that if I did it b'shogeg, I could be mevatel it, but if I did b'mezid, I wouldn't be able to be mevatel it. So v'ha-ha-ha, what is that case? D'midoraisa chad b'trei batel, that really one in two should be batel. V'rabbanan hu de'gazor, and the rabbanan were the ones that put the gezerah on. If a kakanis, Rabbi Yehuda shogeg atu mezid, and yet still Rabbi Yehuda is the one who puts a gezerah of shogeg atu mezid. Right? So over there he says, right, that it can't be mevatel, lo yalu, that it's not going to be mevatel. But yet the whole thing is only an Issa Durabanan. And you're Mevatlan Isr Lecharchila Bishogeg. That's the steer that the Gemara says. Okay? Again, on one hand, Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as saying, right, that if you go ahead and do an Mevashel Issa Durabanan on Shabbos Bishogeg, there is no Knas because it's only Durabanan. And Ein Knas in Shogeg Atu Mezid, and we don't put a Knas of the shogeg people atu mezid and derabanan, avanadin derabanan, right? But yet by these nuts, He seems to be saying that it is a problem. He seems to be saying that it's not mevatel, right? That it's not mevatel, even though it's only, and even though the whole thing's only an issur derabanan. So va'anan kaimalan k'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon mikol makom kulhu modu dim naflu b'mezid kantzinan levi'asur. Now we paskin that like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon. However, everyone agrees that if it falls in b'mezid, so we put a knas and we aser it. Okay. V'dasha Rambam lo chilek b'shog b'feirish ben shogig l'mezid va'af al pikin yish lilmod midvarav shehu mechalik b'neim. Yet we could learn out that the Rambam is mechalik between the two of them, and he distinguishes between something that's shogig and something that's mezid. And something's only an issur derabanan, and you do it b'shogig. The Rambam seems to say that it would be mevatel because also levatel issur shel tov l'chalivim, and that is his proof from the Rambam, right? Kind of the shona v'davar baruhu delo shay. So it's clear, according to the Rambam, that there should not be a knas when one is doing it b'shogeg. So how do we resolve this question?
If it was a derabanan,
right?
Yeah. So two things,
right?
Shogeg and derabanan to begin with, and then shogeg.
Right. So
really, is the yeah okay?
So we learned this back in the day. When we began Simen Shin Yud Ches, which is what you, right, that's what you're up to in Mishnah Brura?
We just started Bishul with Magavi and I.
Oh, okay.
So the
beginning of Shin Yud Ches is the most famous spot for this. And there it says, HaMavashel V'Shabbos, this is how Shulchan Aruch writes, that if you cook on Shabbos, or you do any of the other malachos, b'meizid it on purpose, aslolim, you're not allowed to use it forever. L'achir mutu l'mutu Shabbos miyav. For other people, it's permissible right after Shabbos. Uveshogeg, if you do it by accident, aser bo bayom gam l'achirim, it's prohibited to everybody that day. U'l'erev mutu gam lo miyad. Then you got to go ahead and look someplace else. So what? So the Beyer Halacha there says, right? So how are we passing here, right? So if you do something on purpose, you're not allowed to use it, and you do something by accident, you're not allowed to use it that day either. So the Beyer Halacha says, well, what about if you only did it in the Rabbanan, right? Which is our case. What if you only did? Well, let's say you only violated something on the level of the Rabbanan. What would be the problem there? So what does he write here? Although the Sham Ratzah had Gemara Lomer that Filu b'Meizid Mutar Bo Bayom Mitamzek the Yisra Sham Hadi Umeizid Einshum Echam Yaposim Shiyakov Bo Bayom Filu b'Suri Durabanan V'Alchem Hutzrach Gemara Lomer. Do it on purpose. You're not allowed to do it. He says, however, I found the Gra that writes that Filu Dasa Shulchan Aruch Pasak Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Bido Raisa. That this whole thing is only derabanan, it's only by deraisa. But when it's derabanan, so he says that you don't put a knas shogig atu mezid. Okay, so why is that a machlokas about what Rabbi Yehuda held? So if one looks in the Gemara, I thought he quoted it here, but he's not quoting it. He's not quoting it before here. If you look in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes Rav. So he said, how do we pass? What did Rabbi Yehuda hold? How do we resolve the steer in Rabbi Yehuda about what he held by dini derabanan shogigs? So he quotes from Rav, and Rav said, one time I heard Rabbi Yehuda paskin one way, and one time I heard Rabbi Yehuda paskin the other way. So I heard Rabbi Yehuda paskin both ways. So however, there was a big difference in the time of the two ways that he was paskining. One time when he paskined, he was paskining for the B'nai Yeshiva, the people in his yeshiva. And the other time when he was paskining for his Baal Batim. He was paskining in the shul.
The same shaila, right?
This shaila of, you have an Isser Dirabanan, right, that you did by accident, right? So do we put a knas on you and say you can't use it, right? Even a din Dirabanan that you did by accident, can we say you're not allowed to use it for a while? He put some kind of knas on you, and you only did it by accident, but yet it was only a dindurabanan. Right? So which one was he being more machmir for?
Yeah, I was going to ask him.
So he's more machmir for the Baal Batim. So the Baal Batim, so they don't really know, so I got to be very careful with them. Okay. Right? But by the B'nai Yeshiva, so the B'nai Yeshiva, I'll tell them, this is the din, that if you violate a dindurabanan by accident, so ain't knas and shogi got to mesa. So in that case, we're not going to put the knas on. So then the question from there on is, that they're arguing about in this Behar Lapa is, so... Lamaisa, do we treat ourselves like Baal Batim, or do we treat ourselves like B'nai Yeshiva? Right? So what do we do? And so that's the Beyar Gra seems to be Maskana, that Shulchan Aruch Paskin's L'Chumra, right? Well, the Biragra paskin lakula. So Biragra concludes by saying, so b'shas hapkak, you can rely on the gra. Now, the problem is, it's always, well, I guess not always a shas hapkak. It's often going to be, I guess, often going to be an idea of, the reason the shayla is being asked is because it's Shabbos, I need to know if I can use this, right? That's usually going to be what the shayla is, but so the standard psak is like the rabbanim are supposed to. If you just learn the Mishnah Berurah, you're not going to read it. You know, those people that learn the Be'er Halacha, so then you'll be able to know that's the way to pass for them.
So if you have something that is an Iser de Rabbanim,
right?
The chicken and you accidentally mix it.
Chicken with milk.
With something. And it becomes. So how does it fit into our case
how does our case fit into an idea of accidentally? Because. Uh-huh. Because if it's an accident, it's an accident, so then it's not imavat l'nisa chachila. I mean, the iser is only imavat. I mean,
to do it on purpose.
Right, that's the only iser. The only iser could be to do it on purpose, right? Okay. So the easy answer is just to say, well, you didn't know that it was a problem. Meaning, you only learned the first half of Tzai Tessif, or not the first. You learned up to, you learned Pesach Mechalav, you didn't learn Tarubis. But the Mechalav, oh, right, okay, so I know 160, so let me,
go with the.
Right, and the more common scenario is that second case that Shulchan Aruch brought up, right? That I put in, I have this things of meatballs. I put in, you know, meatball that's 1/30. Now I give out, I'm going to have to put out 30 meatballs. All right, let me make another 30 meatballs. Now, right, that's the most common scenario. So I think it's okay. So let me think that it's so that's the easiest answer. Perhaps we can, maybe there's more to that. So let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch case now.
That will be.
Okay, so. Sorry, did I say before the Rav said I heard Rabbi Yehuda passing both ways? That's incorrect. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and the Talmidim say we heard Rav passing both ways. And sometimes he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, the Chumrah, and sometimes he passed him like Rabbi Meir, the Kula. Right, so the question is, who did he really hold like? Right, so he really made it. You always know that, right? The Ramah, I think we did this once. The Ramah comments in his Sefer Torah Chatas, which is a separate section, Sefer on these laws of mixing stuff together, that he writes, any time that I say a Yesh Omrim Lekula, I really hold that that's what I really hold is the Halacha. Right, and I say, like, you know, Mishas Hachak, you can rely on this idea. So he's saying, that's really the din, right? If that wasn't really the din, I could never tell you to do it ever. Right, so let's say that's really the din, and we're suggesting, in order to be Yotze, other Shitos, that you have to, that you should try to do more. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what does he continue to say? So we're in the middle of Tzadi Tes Sifhei, where we were before. Not there. Not well, in the back of the book.
Oh, there.
Chafav.
In the back?
In the back.
Chafav in the back.
Not this far back.
No, I think you're going to be too far. Go one more page. Yeah, you're too far.
Yeah, way too far.
So in the Mechaber he continues on and says, so Avru Vitl, let's say you went ahead and did it. Oshariba Olav, or you added things in, meaning either one, either right. Right? So yeah, so either of those cases. So im Bishogeg, if you went ahead and did it, Bishogeg Mutter. So it would be permissible. V'im b'meizid aser. So if you went ahead and did it b'shogeg, it would be mutter. But if you did it ahead and did it on purpose, so then it would be aser. L'mevatel atzmo, imhu shalo. V'chein l'mish, n'isbatel b'shvilo. So it would be aser to the person who did it themselves. And also it would be aser for the person on whose behalf he went ahead and did it. So what does it seem like from here? It seems like we're not konsin shogeg atumezid by this iser derabanan. Now it's not exact. The problem is this isn't really even an iser derabanan, because if you went ahead and did it, well, no, it's an iser derabanan. You thought you were permitted to do it. Or what does it mean if you did it b'shogeg? So let's.
Maybe it just means accident.
Oh, it goes into that whole Truma case. What? Well, so if he, right, so it could be that he just did an accident. That's what the Taz seems to be quoting here. Maybe he just did by accident. The problem is if it's an accident, so then you don't even have a din. I mean, that's not some tzai test. That's Hilchos Pasuk Kol. But okay, so let's. So we did that lechaver. So take a look at the shach siftes. This is im b'shogeg mutter.
Yeah, it's
a tough,
yeah.
Right? So the Shach comments, Mishogig Mutter, he says, Vahainu dafka bishar isurim, that this whole idea that it could be mutter would only be by other isurim. Ladas ha. What does he say there? Ladas ha tesvav?
Hatur.
Ladas hatur. The lo amrinan chatichas nasas nevela bishar isurim. Aval, the basar v'chalav, the. The nasas nevela afilu b'shogig aser elim kain ribalav shishim keneged kol mashenas nevela. What is he commenting on here? So Shach says, he says, wait a second. This whole idea could only work if we're talking about other isurim, right? What are we talking about? You have a bunch of meatballs, 30 meatballs. You have one meatball that's put in. Right, and then you have another 30 meatballs that you're going to put in, right? A nevela meatball and 30 other meatballs. Let's say instead of putting in 30 meatballs, I put in a cheese ball that looks a lot like a meatball. Right? I have 30 meatballs, and then I put in a cheese ball.
Yeah.
Right? So now, what do I have? Do I have milk? Do I have 30 meat and one milk?
You have 30 nevela.
Or I have 31 basar v'chalav balls. Right? That's the difference that we talked about. That's the idea of chatichas nasas nevela. That piece, right, if I have a piece of meat and milk falls on it, so I no longer have meat that has a little bit of milk that falls on it, I now have a piece of basar v'chalav, right? It's now milk, right? Milk and meat, by definition, has to join with other things. So I have a piece of basar v'chalav now. That's what I'm dealing with. So says the Shach, right? He says this whole idea that I could throw in more, the whole Havamina is only if I'm talking about other Isurim. But if I'm talking about a piece of milk that falls into the 30 other meatballs, so now I have 31 Basa V'chalav balls. So in order to be Mavatel that, I don't just need to add in 30 more meatballs, I need to add in 30 times 900 more meatballs. Right? If I'm going to go ahead and be Mavatel that. Right? So he's saying this whole idea only works by Basa V'chalav.
1800.
In any case,
a lot.
The point.
Right.
We can quibble about the specific number,
if you want, but I don't think 1800.
We have to really.
Okay, Zvarav Svirale Hanan. He says, however, and the Vaharav, so the Mechaber who. Vaharav is referring to now the Ramah. Vaharav the Svirale Hanan, the Chol HaYisurim, right, who holds Chatich Zasnavil by all Yisurim, Husrach Lichtov Dafka Shinis Arab Yavish V'Yavish. So he has to comment that this would only be an issue when we talk about Yavish B'Yavish. Because Yavish B'Yavish, in theory, is Mevatel mevatel berov. Okay, so what does the Ramah actually say? And then I guess we'll conclude with this. So the Ramah comes along and says, "Va'osrim lemachru gamkin l'Israel u'shar kol adam mutter." Fine. V'dafka hagav. V'dafka shenisarav yavish biyavish. This whole thing is only if you mix dry and dry things. Or afilu lach b'lach l'mad amr she'in omrim bo chatichas nasa zavela. Right. As if you don't hold it, it's not zavela, which you have to be either crazy or sfardi to hold. Right. But we hold that it is a problem. Aval chatichas shabala isra. But if you have a piece that absorbed Isra already, it doesn't work. Right? That if you have an Isra that absorbed Heter, right? So now you have something that's Isra. Right? The whole thing is Isra. You can't, you're not just being Mavatal the Isra anymore. You have to be Mavatal the whole thing. Because that's what it means, that the whole thing has become Nevela. Right? Even in a place where we don't hold Chatichas Nasas Nevela, the Heter doesn't work to Mavatal it. Unless he adds it on before you recognize that there was a taruvus. So here, I don't think we had this already before. Idea of yedias hataruvus, right? In order for that when you recognize something as is, so that's when I have to analyze it, right? Not after. So in our case, right? You let's say you meatball 30, then I accidentally put in the cheese meatball, and then I put in another 30, right? So the only time that it starts becoming iser is once I recognize, oh my gosh, there was a cheese bowl that was sitting there a minute ago. Where'd it go? Oh my goodness, it must be in that pot someplace. Right? So if I recognize it as soon as I dropped it into the pot, so then it's 1 in 30. Then I have a problem, right? The whole thing is now basar v'chalav. But if I recognize it at the end, so that's when I do the cheshbon. I don't do the cheshbon. I don't have to analyze back and say, oh, let's see, did I put this in when I had 15 meatballs in there, or 30 meatballs in there, or 45 meatballs in there, or 70 meatballs in there, right? I don't have to do that analysis. It's when I recognize that I have a problem here, that's when I do the cheshbon. That's when I make the equation.
So what do you mean? After you ate it?
No, after I realize, oh my goodness, the cheese ball is no longer there.
Times.
What?
Yeah.
Then you realize it right away. You put it in.
So if I realize it right away, so then I have to do the cheshbon right then.
Yes.
Right? But if I, let's say I don't realize it till the end, right?
Till the end of what?
Till the end, after I put everything, all the ingredients in. So I put all the ingredients in.
Yeah.
My cream cheese sandwich that I was eating is no longer where it was. And I realized, oh my goodness, it's in the pot also.
Yes.
Right? So do I have to try? So I think, oh wait a second, I remember when it happened because my phone rang. So instead of me using my right hand to put the thing in, I used my left hand because I was on the phone with my right hand. So that must be when I dropped in the piece of cheese. Right, so do I have to do that kind of investigation, right, and I say, oh, and at that point, it was only 1/30th.
Yeah.
Right, at that point, it wouldn't have been batel.
Yeah.
So the Ramah is saying, I don't have to do that analysis. Right, the Ramah is saying, I do the analysis by sher husham, right, as it is now. I look at it as it is now. I know that the amount of cheese that went in was this amount. I know the pot is this amount, and therefore it could be batel, even when it went in, it might not have been batel.
Okay.
If I recognize that there's a terubus earlier, so it doesn't matter what I added in later. So therefore he's telling the Rav, when the Shaila gets asked to the Rabbi, so the Rabbi has to kind of ask them, well, what exactly did you realize that the cheese was in? Kind of,
because if it was earlier, then you're in bigger trouble.
But then he adds in with the words, v'lo nagu came. Okay. However, that's not necessarily our minhag. So we don't necessarily... I'm not sure what that is going on. Okay, the Shach disagrees with this whole idea of Yodias HaTeruvus, or at least its application here, but maybe we'll work on that next week.
Okay. So how does that affect the kashrut?